From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Iraq today, an American general said if U.S. troops can't catch Saddam Hussein, they'll keep him running all winter. Today, American forces detained one of Saddam Hussein's bodyguards. In a separate raid, they arrested the wife and daughter of the ousted leader's top deputy. That deputy, Izzat Ibrahim El-Douri, is number six on the U.S. list of most wanted Iraqis. Some American commanders say El-Douri helps direct guerrilla resistance.
In the past 6 weeks, Iraqi insurgents have downed at least three American helicopters and badly damaged a commercial cargo plane with a missile, forcing an emergency landing. NPR's Ivan Watson reports on the risks pilots face in the skies over Iraq.
This week, Iraqi resistance fighters released a videotape of what appears to be last Saturday's missile strike against a DHL cargo plane. On the video, a dozen masked men stood in an open field. One aimed a shoulder-fired missile and then launched the projectile. Later, the tape shows a plane descending, with smoke and flames streaming from one wing. After watching this footage, a former high-ranking officer in Iraq's Air Defense Corps says there is no doubt that the weapon used was a Soviet-made Strela heat-seeking missile, also known as a SAM-7. The officer, who preferred not to have his voice recorded, says he distributed hundreds of these missiles to Fedayeen militia fighters and intelligence officers in Baghdad during the final days before the collapse of Saddam Hussein's regime. But another former officer in the Air Defense Corps, who also preferred not to release his name, says it doesn't take a heat-seeking missile to shoot down a helicopter. The major insists that for a helicopter, all you need are some rocket-propelled grenades and a rooftop ambush with two or three fighters.
If you wanted to.
Yes.
You think you could shoot a helicopter?
Yes, of course. It's very easy from a high building.
Since the U.S. invasion, American helicopters have been a common sight over Iraq. Here in Baghdad, they seem to be constantly roaring overhead. Some helicopter pilots admit they had grown complacent in the months following the war, after seeing a decrease in the amount of anti-aircraft fire directed at them. But in the past 6 weeks, Iraq's resistance fighters have proven increasingly effective at challenging the chopper's domination of the skies.
We've had aircraft shot at, and we've been lucky.
Chief Warrant Officer John Kelly is one of the pilots who flies Black Hawk helicopters out of Baghdad Airport.
We're seeing an enemy that's becoming probably more familiar with the way that we operate, with the technology that we have on the battlefield. And they're beginning to understand that they're not necessarily invincible. And, you know, that's a hard pill to swallow, because a lot of the mystique that we have when we engage an enemy is the fact that we're so overwhelming.
Some pilots say they're once again regularly being shot at with Kalashnikovs and rocket-propelled grenades. The pilots say they are now flying faster and lower to make the helicopters harder to spot from the ground. Mike Edwards is another Black Hawk pilot flying out of Baghdad Airport.
For me, it's really just driven home the fact that I'm going to be as unpredictable as I can. In order to shoot down an aircraft, the guy's got to be at the right place at the right time. And if you establish a pattern, then he's more apt to be at the right place at the right time. I'm not going to establish a pattern. As much as I can, I'm going to change up what I do.
But evasive tactics may not be enough. Both American pilots and former Iraqi air defense officers agree that if a SAM-7 heat-seeking missile is launched correctly, there is little a helicopter pilot can do to escape from being hit. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.